It's my own fault. I really should have known better. They even told me that it was a foolish idea. But I was so certain of my fighting prowess, my spell work. I had the right equipment, superior quality, but made to not stand out as superior. None of the usual gold or jewels that would suitably adorn a royal member of the elves. Armor that covered me adequately. Breastplate, greaves, and braces, with leather pants protected by armored plates, and a small shield, all made of mithril to provide protection worthy of my station, but enameled to hide how much it was worth. One of my greaves alone would be worth enough to buy half the properties in the capital city. My sword was made of it too, plated with normal steel to hide its true worth. I trained with some of the best swordsmen in the kingdom, as well as one of the great acrobats for maneuverability in combat. Even my clothes and supplies were the best made. I concealed myself and traveled far to ensure I would not be recognized. I met up with common adventurers in Baldur's Gate at the Copper Coronet. 3 men and 2 women. Layla, the leader, a female paladin with a noble heart. I liked her immediately, though she wasn't that attractive for a human. A thief, Mendes, wood elf, male, and wanting to copulate with any female that could draw breath. He was handsome enough, and thought it gave him license to seduce every attractive woman in sight. Dorlin, the dwarf, as powerful a warrior as I've ever seen, though he lacked finesse with that warhammer of his. But honestly, I knew not which was stronger, his arms or his breath. Tyrie, the half-elf, or druid. Beautiful, in a rough-hewn sort of way. Her spells were quite formidable, so she said. Seemed rather full of herself for a druid. Last, a halfling mage, Bob Flatbottom. Black sheep of the family, didn't want to work in the family brewery, but with the way he consumed ale, you couldn't have been able to tell. We were strong, sure of ourselves. We fought for the right reasons. We were heroes, and we knew it. For a month. Mendes came to us, said he'd spoken to a Lord Firkrag, who said that his lands had been plagued by hobgoblins and knew the location of their lair. He persuaded us that we could handle it, and that the reward would be worth the added risk. We believed him, and we set out on our way. We found the lair, made our way in, fought deeper. It was so easy. That should have been our first clue. We made it the chamber that was barred on all sides. We were surrounded by hobgoblins with crossbows, and Mendes was nowhere to be seen. Bob and Terrier fell first, riddled with bolts. They never knew what hit them. Dorlin fell to a hail of fiery bolts, and then it was just myself and Layla. She charged forward, trying to rush them and skewer them, but it was no use. 2 of them fired the bolts into her head, and before she knew it, she went from serving Helm to speaking with him in person. Then there was one. I stood there, sword and shield up, and then I saw Mendes, outside the room, smiling and standing next to the leader of the hobgoblins. He'd sold us out, all because I and the other women rejected his advances. He sold us out and said he wanted our equipment as payment. He must have learned who I was and what kind of armor and weapons I used. I dropped my weapons, my armor, everything but the clothes on my back. This took me to a cell while Mendes gathered up everything our group owned, dumping it all into a sack and walking out. The wretched backstabbing traitor was even whistling as he left. I found myself in a dirty cell, 1 of 3. There was another person in the cell on the other end, but I couldn't see him very well until I saw a half-ogre come by with a lantern, revealing the occupant of that cell was a decaying corpse. I didn't hear anything that he said, and wanted nothing more than to go home. I had never felt more alone than I did waiting in the dark. I was awakened by the sounds of fighting and looked up to see a hobgoblin flying through the air and impacting the bars of the cell next to me. I backed away, wondering what horrors had come to find me next. As I watched, a man came into the room. A human. He was unarmed, and as two hobgoblins attacked, I was sure that he was dead already. He moved. By the gods, did he move? His fists hitting first one, then the other creature. The flurry of fists didn't seem all that powerful, but the hobgoblins reacted as if each strike had come from a siege battering ram. It was over, for now. He looked around, seeing the cells, seeing me.
Are you Eleni?
Yes. How are you?
Name's David Stryker. I'm here to get you out of here. Can you walk?
Walk? I could run if it's called for.
Oh, it's called for, believe me. Get yourself ready to leave. I'm going to have a little talk with your jailer. 2 minutes.
Wait, he's the Hafoga.
Yeah, you're right. 4 minutes. Well, I think I wore out my welcome. Shall we? Well, I think we're well off Firkrag's lands by now. Are you all right?
I will be. After a hot meal, a long bath, and a week in a warm bed, for starters. I am grateful to you for what you've done, and I'm sure you'll be rewarded when I return home.
Don't worry about it. Besides, I'm not taking you anywhere except Baldur's Gate.
How did you know where to find me?
Well, I had a little run-in with your old fighting companion, Mendes, at the Copper Coronet. Do you know that when he gets drunk, he can't shut up about his little revenge stories? Yep, yep, yep. Talked about how he found out some guy named Jirden thought one of Mendes's friends could be worth ransoming. Mendes had his eyes on some of their belongings and ratted them out for a small fortune, and this genius started spending it on wine and prostitutes, after paying off the Thieves' Guild, of course. I suppose even he had his priorities.
I don't understand. How did you get involved?
He started roughing up the girls he paid for, and I don't like guys who smack girls around. So I went to talk to him.
He confessed? To everything? After you just talked to him?
Well, it all depends on what you do right before you talk to him. He had a few friends with him, ones that didn't want him to talk to me. After I folded his friends a bit, he started talking. In fact, I had to hit him to shut him up.
Where is he now? Did you kill him?
Oh, no. He's babysitting your stuff until you come back to claim it. Make sure it doesn't disappear while I was coming to get you.
And how do you know he won't just run off with it?
Oh, I took the liberty of showing him the size of the box I'd make his body fit into if he tried to run. I don't think he'll move from that spot to take a piss.
Oh.
Come on, let's get going. It's a long walk back to Baldur's Gate, and I don't think Mendes is housebroken.
You know, you're becoming quite handy to have around.
Oh, gee, thanks.
You don't sound particularly enthusiastic.
It's just, I'm new to this place, and I'm wondering what the hell you thought you were doing.
What are you talking about?
I took a look at your armor and weapons. Ordinary looking till I felt the weight. No real damage to it. You haven't worn that armor long enough to show long-term wear and tear. You probably were pretty good where you came from. And found out wooden dummies don't prepare you for creatures seeking your demise. You're not really experienced at this. Not real-world experience, anyway.
Now, that's hardly fair.
Rule one, princess. Life's unfair. Wear a codpiece. Wait a minute. I get it now.
What?
This is the first time you've actually failed at something. really failed.
Well, thank you ever so much for rubbing salt into the wounds.
Listen up, Princess. I'm being nice. The problem with succeeding all the time is that you're not prepared for what'll happen when you fall. And you will fail because you're not perfect. Neither am I. You think I got the skills I have easily? You've been getting by on raw talent. Some of us have to work at it, work hard. I succeed at what I do now because I failed a lot of times first, before eventually succeeding. And you finally failed.
You make it sound like I just received some important gift.
That's because until you actually fall, you can't learn how to get back up. So tell me, Eleni, how long is it going to take for you to get back up?
You have a point, after a fashion. I suppose you have some advice on how to do this?
Well, first, stop beating yourself up about it. The pity party's over. Second, figure out what you did wrong and resolve not to do it again. Third, get mad, damn it. Someone left you there to rot.
Yes. Whistling.
Now, I never condone the use of violence or revenge on others, but they've always worked for me.
Suggestions?
Well, he is so proud of those nimble fingers of his, not to mention the fact that he thinks himself as God's gift to women.
Brilliant.
I thought you'd like that.
I do feel better. I know not how to repay you, David Stryker. You have done me a service beyond normal, and I have nothing else with which to...
Eleni, don't worry about it. I was happy to help. Besides, how often does a guy like me rescue a beautiful princess?
You know, for a moment there, I thought... This is silly, of course, but I thought you'd suggest having a way with me as payment... Like some romantic fiction story.
And why, may I ask, would that be silly? You're a really attractive woman and sexy as hell, even in armor. I'd have to be dead for 2 weeks not to find you desirable.
Because you're human.
Really? Wow, I never would have guessed. I wonder if Mom and Dad knew all this time.
You know what I mean. I'm one of the royal family where I come from, and a high elf. The very thought is unthinkable.
Boy, you must really know magic.
Why do you say that?
Because it's amazing how you can be out here, all the way over here on the Sword Coast, and your brain is still stuck in your castle. You've got first watch, because I'm going to bed. Night.
Good night. I don't know why he was so angry at me. Doesn't he know that commoners simply do not mix with royalty? My bloodline comes from a family as old as millennia, and his is dubious at best. Just because I've chosen to use my talents to pursue what I want to do doesn't change the fact that he's in a much lower class than I, and I have a duty to make sure my family's bloodline remains unsullied. I don't understand why everyone I've met in this part of Faerun doesn't understand. Well, it's probably time for his watch. Oh my. I can see more of him now. With his shirt off. He's... Well, it's clear why rescuing me seemed not to give him difficulty. He's rather muscled, and he is quite handsome, in a low, brutish way. I should wake him up for his watch, in a minute. Would he wake if I touched him? Dare I take such a liberty? And he doesn't smell like one of us. He smells... Oh gods, he smells... What is this? I feel strange, hot, and I feel as if I itch in my nethers. I just... Oh, this feels so base and wicked. But I touched between my legs and it feels so much better than most times I did this back in my bath at home. My nipples, so hot, they hurt. Oh, he's waking up. No, he just rolled on his back. Gods above and below, I have to get out of here. He's some sort of mage, cast some sort of spell on me. Oh, good, it's much cooler out here. I'll just sit by the fire and get my courage back up. If that's what he's like above the waist, I can only imagine what he's like below it. He probably has some large, turgid thing that I need to touch myself. I'll go mad. I can't let him see me like this during the day. I'll just get some release, and that way I won't have to give anything away. Myself. I should feel vile, ashamed, dirty, dirty, dirty little elf princess. Oh, I have to wake him up for his watch. Oh, water. I need water.
There we are. The gates of Baldur's Gate. Really? No one thought that it might be confusing?
I suppose you're just going to drop me off at some inn and leave me there on my own?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We've got an appointment first at the Copper Coronet. Come on, last stretch of road before we get there. Hot bath, warm bed, etc., etc.
Well put. And Mendes?
Well, how could I forget him?
Are you sure he's still where you left him?
I'm reasonably sure. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, sunshine.
He's bound and asleep? How could he sleep like that?
Well, to be fair, he did have a little help. I drugged him. He probably needs a little extra encouragement. Hang on. Wow, still nothing. Looks like his ship ain't sailing into harbor anytime soon. Well, here's your stuff. Check it over, make sure it's all there.
Yes, it's all here.
So, what are you going to do about him?
Mendes. They were my first friends. People I relied on. The first people I cared about. And you killed them for shiny metal. I want you dead. No, not dead. I just want you disarmed.
Well, he's awake now.
We're done here. Untie him. I don't. I cannot.
Here's a knife, Mendes. Maybe someone will find you, or you can cut yourself loose before you bleed out. Or maybe you can just slit your own throat. I don't care. Feel better?
Beyond measure. It'll take more than healing potions to make him what he was before. I owe you a debt greater than I can repay.
I was pleased to help.
Now that I am much less destitute, I shall pay for your lodgings in some place far from the coronet, if nothing else to avoid uncomfortable questions from the town guard. Perhaps the government district.
You don't have to do that.
Yes, yes I do. Besides, I know a place that features heated baths.
Very well. But we need to discuss your return to your family.
Yes, Yes, of course. Come along.
I have to agree, these accommodations are superior. Beds are decadently soft.
Indeed. Although I would have preferred there to be separate rooms.
Oh, don't worry. I shall guarantee your privacy. Enjoying the bath?
Finishing up now. You may use the bath in a few moments.
Well, that'll be appreciated.
You know, I don't recognize your accent. Where are you from?
Oh, around.
You're infuriating, you know that? Are all humans like you?
Oh, Eleni, there are no humans like me. Nice robe.
You may bathe yourself now, and rest assured I will be better clothed by the time you are done. I would prefer that you not let your eyes linger over me.
If you say so.
I'm flustered. Perhaps I'll feel more collected once I get some rest. There, feels better being in my sleeping garments. Oh. Now that I see myself wearing them in the mirror, I never realized how sheer it is in the light. And it clings to me most suggestively. If he saw me in this, I'll have little doubt the human would take me. Against my will, of course. Subject me to the most base of lusts. Take me like an animal. His organ is likely larger than an elf's. He'd probably force that thing into me, and I wouldn't be able to stop him. Yes.
Well, if that's a request...
David? What are you... I didn't hear you come in.
Clearly.
Wait, what are you doing? Let go of me! Unhand me! What are you doing with those leather straps? No! Release me! I command you to release me at once!
There we go. You look nice like that. Tight spread-eagled on your back. That silk slip of yours doesn't hurt either.
What? What are you going to do to me?
Oh, what you obviously have been wanting me to do to you since we first met. Now, let's take a closer look at that cunt of yours.
No, no! What are you doing? Are you planning to lick me in such a dirty... What are you doing? What are you doing to me? What magic is this?
Ooh, such a nasty little elf you are. You're already dripping wet. You playing with yourself while I wasn't looking?
I'm not like that. I'm of the royal...
Oh, I know who you are. I also know what you are. And what you want to be.
I don't know what you're talking about. Please, let me go.
Admit it, Eleni. You've wanted this. You want to submit to me. Enslaved by a human. It excites you so much, doesn't it?
Yes.
Then confess it. Admit that all you want to be is a sexual slave to a human.
Yes. I don't care about my royal blood. I just want to feel this pleasure from now on. Please, ravage my body. Make it yours. Do whatever you want. And I will obey you eagerly.
Good girl. Good slave.
Wait. No, don't go. Oh, you're removing your clothes. Oh.
You approve, slut?
Oh. Yes. I'm a filthy, dirty old slut. A whore for a human. Please. Break me with your member.
You mean my cock?
Yes, your cock. I want it. I want you to teach me how to be a shameless slave. Yes, put it in me. I don't care how much it hurts. I want. Yes, it hurts. It hurts. Don't stop.
I'm barely inside you. Let's see how far I can push my dick into your elf pussy.
Yes, God's deeper. Make me your doll, your toy. I can feel you. Oh, it's too much. It's too much. Please stop. I'm losing my mind.
Not yet. I'm barely halfway in as it is.
Oh, God, you're going to break me. Break my mind. I want it. I want you to make me nothing more than your slut.
Almost there. Yes. Now then, let's start slow. And out. In and out.
I can't think. I'm more. More!
That's it. Feel it. Feel your desires take control. Feel me take control. The control you no longer want. Your mind and your body are mine now.
Yes. Yes, yours. Now yours forever.
Now beg me to fuck you.
Please. Please fuck me. Make me yours. Make me a slave, a whore, a slut, an elf slut. God! Please. Give this unworthy slave your human seed. So I can touch you, Master.
Are you grateful for what I have done to you?
Yes. The old me didn't know what she really wanted. Now I do. I'm yours. However you want me. Teach me what it means to be your slave.
Any regrets?
The old me really liked adventuring.
And then I'll allow you to be my sword slut. To join me in my own travels. To take pleasure in combat. Knowing how sexual you feel in battle.
Thank you, Master. You are far too generous to this dirty elf slut.
In return, you'll be whatever I tell you to be. No taboo will deter you from obeying me.
I will obey you, Master. Forever.
That reminds me. I've heard that there's some undead creature who supposedly had some magical items that might be able to make my lifespan as long as yours. So you won't ever have to be without me.
Yes. We shall seek it out immediately.
Well, not immediately. I still have so much more to show you.
Yes, Master.